and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
What's up, everybody? Hey, welcome to your Monday show.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Happy home opener. Let's go, O's.
It is the home opener, everybody. Let's get going with this. Was life just happier back then? Like, why don't we produce jingles like this anymore, you know? Like, why don't we have an intro like that for our show?
Also, the jingles game was just so much better. And I think what's so crazy is there's so many famous artists behind those jingles that you wouldn't know. Like, Luther Vandross is behind so many jingles, and that's what he was doing before he became the Luther Vandross and everything like that.
It's crazy.
And that's why they were so fire, is because all of these, like, iconic, legendary artists were creating these things. You know what I mean?
It's wild.
We have so much O's love on the text line this morning. If you are going to be downtown and hanging out for the home opener, I will be at Watershed in Fed Hill from 11 to 12 p.m. as well, if you want us to come and say hi to me.
Yeah, Jess is braving the conditions today, man. You're a brave soul.
Luckily, and we'll get into it more into the top three. The game has changed to 2:35, by the way. I'm sure if you have tickets, you have gotten that notification. I think I'm going to miss the rain. I was looking. Obviously, there's no way to, like, keep track, but I think that's happening later in the evening, right? No, which is obviously why they changed the game time.
I don't think the weather will be an issue. If you want to get down there today, shouldn't be an issue at all. It's not the weather, it's the people.
Man, I'm so excited.
I know, if you're a people person, like, you are looking forward to this. If you're not a people person like me, there's not a place you'd rather be less today than, like, I just see the pictures and stuff from places like Pickles and, like, Watershed and stuff like that. There's so many people that are so excited. And this is like, it's like Disneyland, because you're so excited to be there. O's fans, you're so excited to be down there today.
It's like Christmas Day for baseball fans. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see you guys.
For you guys that are so excited, like, you're so pumped. For people that, like, can't do crowds, you're like, oh my God.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
The Orioles have moved the start time of today's home opener up to 2:35, a half hour earlier than previously announced due to storms in the weather forecast. However, parking and gate times, that's going to remain the same, with lots opening at 11 and gates opening at 12. Fans are encouraged to be in their seats or at least watching on TV by 2 p.m. for all of the pregame festivities before the game against the Boston Red Sox.
That's awesome. Go O's.
Number one.
There you go.
GQ says grandpa shoes are the latest it item in fashion right now. They just did a massive write-up on New Balance in the recent issue, describing their new line as downright orthopedic. And there's nothing special about them. They are the whole leather shoe with normal laces and the New Balance logo on the side. However, for some reason, these shoes cost $250. A writer for GQ declared that the brand has sidestepped the dad shoe trend and decided to bring the granddad shoe into mainstream. And GQ is also saying the granddad shoe moment is only just arriving and might stay for a while.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, man. It's been weird, because, like, when the dad shoe came back in, I was like,
What is the difference between the dad shoe and, like, grandpa shoe?
Isn't it
all New Balance?
It's all New Balance, but, like, before it was plain and kind of like the sole was really thick and ugly, but now, like, it's like, it looks like a boat. I mean, it literally looks like a damn boat. Like, I was shocked.
When New Balance?
Yeah. I mean, it's like it looks like the ones you'd have to special order. They're so big. I was like.
Not going to lie. First we got sweat jeans. Now we got, like, comfy shoes. I'm not mad about it one bit. Not mad about it one bit.
These kids are doing anymore, man. I'm just shocked.
Number one.
It did not seem like Morgan Wallen enjoyed his time on SNL as the musical guest this past weekend. First, it was the promos where they share hyping up the show, right? Well, Morgan could not have looked less interested, leading to a lot of fans calling them cringe. His performances went fine. He performed Just in Case. Also, I'm the Problem, the title of his new album, out on May 16th. But it's what happened at the end of the show that has him in this morning's headlines. Usually when the show is over, the host and the musical guest, they say goodnight, they hug, everybody's on stage, they celebrate, and the credits roll. The host was recent Oscar winner Mikey Madison. So Mikey and Morgan hugged. And then instead of joining the cast, he walked off stage directly out towards the camera as everything is still rolling. And you can kind of see a few of the cast members seemed very like shocked by the whole thing. And then on his Instagram story, not after, Morgan posted a photo of his private jet with the caption, "Get me to God's country." Sources say it was an honest mistake, but it looked like he just wanted to get out of there, at least according to fans.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to tell with Morgan Wallen because he's got such a terrible reputation that could he have been a jerk? Totally. If it was anybody but Morgan Wallen, would we be having the same headline? I don't know.
Personally, I do, because in the Latin 50 years of SNL, no one, besides a few people, but they were like clearly making a statement, no one has ever walked off while they're still rolling.
And I mean, that's true.
No, but SNL is such a well-oiled machine. I think it was like he hugs her and then he dips. Yeah. And you're telling me that out of all the rehearsals and everything like that, they're letting you know what's going on.
Sure.
They all go through the motions. They all go through rehearsal. Everybody's on stage and they let you know how long it's tradition.
Yeah.
So there's no way to not know that.
But Morgan knows what he's doing.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's like, don't come out with sources to be like, oh, it's an honest mistake. He didn't know. Now that's clearly a lie. Yeah. Just stand on it, I guess. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Let's go O's.
So this story is not going to make you feel like, oh, that's crazy. This story is going to make you feel like, oh my God, that is so crazy. It's a different kind of crazy vibe this morning going on in Pennsylvania, which is, it's going to be a good change for the home opener, okay? Welcome to your Monday PA So Cray Cray. It's going to be a good change, all right? If you've never been here for this segment before, allow us to introduce this to you. Jessica, how does this work?
We have lovingly created a segment for our neighbors in PA just because there's a lot of like random things take place there. We don't have any beef with our neighbors in PA. We love Pennsylvania. But I think the more unexpected news stories tend to take place there that we just kind of want to gather around and chat about in the morning.
No matter what, they always get the weirder headlines. Like, it's just like the craziest news, good or bad, as you'll see today, they just always get the crazy headlines, and I don't know why. Like, trust me, we keep up with the news in all the regions. Like, if it's here in Maryland, or if it's D.C., if it's Virginia or Delaware, and it's always Pennsylvania that just gets the headlines that are like, wait, what? And this week is not going to disappoint. It's just going to hit you in a different kind of way, okay? So today we're going to go up to Pittsburgh. There's this woman named Tammy, and she's eating with her son at this restaurant called Eaton Park, okay, up in Pittsburgh. And their waitress, they overhear her talking to the table next to her. She's 81 years old, and she can't afford to retire. She only makes $910 a month. Well, Tammy happens to be a TikTok influencer of sorts.
I love it.
And
oh my
she
God,
goes,
I wonder if I follow her.
You may have seen this. I actually saw this video this weekend. And she goes, well, I hate this. Like, what can I do? And I'm not a big fan of social media. I think it brings a lot of bad to the world. But like, every now and then you'll get like a gleaming story of this. Well, Tammy turns to her son. She's like, we should like do something about this. Let's see what we can do. And we've seen stories like this before. And she literally goes on her TikTok and she goes, hey, like, there's this woman. She's 81. She can't retire because, like, she doesn't make enough and, you know, Social Security to, like, pay her expenses and everything. What can we do?
Yeah.
Who can chip in? Like, I'm going to start a GoFundMe. If anybody wants to, like, chip in.
For Tammy.
Cool. Let's see if we can help this woman retire, though, and make it happen. Yo, she throws this video up there on TikTok. 6 million views later.
So cool.
They raise $140,000 for this woman. And like, obviously, like, she's just like throw. Here's like a little bit of the video of them like giving this woman, 81-year-old woman, this money. Listen.
How much is it?
Right now it's at $140,000.
What? $140,000?
Yes.
I guess I better get a financial advisor.
I guess so, right?
She's so sweet.
Now, wait, the story actually gets better. Because as of this morning, that totals a little over $300,000. So, like, yo, listen.
I love that.
The world's crazy right now, there's no doubt, right? But, like, when you see stories like this, it's like, yo, there's still a lot of cool things happening in the world, too. $300,000 worth of strangers came forward
that's
and said,
incredible.
Yo, there's a woman that's like working her ass off at age 81 that doesn't really need to be.
Yeah.
Let's like throw some money together. Listen, Pennsylvania, no doubt crazy. Crazy stuff happened there all the time. It's not always negative crazy. It's just always crazy.
Yeah, that's a special story.
And that's why they get their own segment called PA So Cray Cray, all right?
Okay, oh, it's fans.
Tell me why I can't sing that song. I can spell Orioles fine, but for some reason, like when it comes to actually singing this song, I always botch it up. We've played that song 100 times. I try to sing it, nothing. Fail every time. I don't know why. So weird.
The team announced a time change for today's game to 2:35. Now, that is a half hour earlier than previously announced due to storms in the weather forecast. Just keep in mind, though, parking lot and gate times, that's going to stay the same. So the lot opens at 11. Gates to Orioles Park opens at 12. Team officials are encouraging fans to be at their seats by 2, just so you don't miss anything, any of the pregame festivities before the game against the Boston Red Sox. Also, fans can expect some changes coming to the ballpark. The popular Bird Bath Splash Zone has officially been expanded to sections 84 and 86. The O's are also debuting. I'm really excited about this. The Birdland Value Menu, which offers food and affordable prices for fans. And everything on that menu is either $6 or cheaper. And there's a bunch of different food items. There's a bunch of different beverages as well. Also, if you make a purchase at Orioles Authentics, all of the proceeds will go to Harlan Park Elementary Middle School. And fans can look forward to fan favorite hot dog race set to return this season. If you missed it, unfortunately, the Orioles unfortunately let me know that I cannot be relished this season. However, they are going to let me judge a race, and that's going to go down on April 12th. And the reason why that day is also very special, because it's a special game where fans are going to see the all orange alternate uniforms. And that's actually the new theme for Saturday nights this season. Orange out Saturdays. The O's are encouraging fans to wear their orange to the ballpark that evening.
It's a lot going on this season. So, like, what are you most excited about? Like, if we take baseball out of it, obviously, like, everyone loves baseball. But, like, outside of baseball, what are you most excited about getting back down to the O's game? Like, is it the food? Is it, like, the freebies? Is it the races? Is it, like, what about going to the O's game are you the most excited about? Because I'm kind of curious, like, because everybody has, like, their thing. They are excited.
It's like
about
your tradition.
Right.
Like, what do you have to do? Like, what do you do before you go sit in your seat?
Right.
Like, what is like something that you and your friends do, or are you and your family? Like, is it like something you guys have matching? Like, matching before you go in there? Do you have to like, is there a specific, you know, restaurant that you have to stop by? Also, there's a ton of new restaurants coming to the ballpark this season, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000.
All right, let's go for a grand in free gas and pay attention, because this could be you playing. One day, like, you're going to call, you're going to get through, you're going to be caller number 10 and play for this $1,000 in free gas from Dash In. So, today is caller number 10. Who is this?
Hey, this is Jake.
Jake, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Hey,
how
Jake.
You doing, man? Happy opening day.
Yeah, let's go O's.
Let's go O's, my guy. Are we ready to knock these questions out of the park, my guy?
Yeah, man, we're ready to get after it.
Okay, who we got with us today?
So it's me and Claire.
What's up, Claire?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. How we doing?
Good.
Good. All right, well, let's go, man. $1,000 and free gas. Jess is going to explain the rules, and then we're going to go. How we do it, Jess?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash In gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. Jake and Claire, you ready to play?
Let's do it.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number 1. What sneaker company is known as the brand with 3 stripes?
Pass.
Question number two. What is the main ingredient in a traditional American apple pie?
Apples.
Correct. Question number three. What is the name of the Orioles home ballpark? Orioles home ballpark.
Camden Yards.
Correct. Question number four. Martin Sheen played the president in which political drama?
Pass.
Question number five. What city did the Orioles play in as the Browns before moving to Baltimore in 1954?
Cleveland.
Cleveland, unfortunately. No. Man, it's not Cleveland, unfortunately.
Well, I was thinking the Ravens.
I know
you're thinking the Ravens.
Wrong Browns.
Baltimore team, just wrong sport,
my
guy.
That is kind of confusing. That is a little confusing. I think, God, it's either both the Browns, too.
That was tough. That's a tricky one. You did a good job, though, Jake. Good job.
All right, let's go.
I'm happy we got through.
Yeah, we're here.
Like we say, we don't get them right, at least we learn. Let's go through some of these. Jessica.
Question number one, what sneaker company is known as the brand with the three stripes? That is Adidas. Yes.
I thought you said speakers company.
Oh, sneaker. Sorry.
Question number four, Martin Sheen played the president in which political drama? You know that one?
West Wing.
Yes, that's my favorite show of all time, The West Wing. So good. Question number six, what does HR stand for in a workplace context?
Human resources.
Yeah, you would have gotten that one. Let's see how you would have done for question number seven. What was the name of the first permanent English settlement in America?
That's tough. It's a little history. Yeah.
Jamestown.
That one's a little history. It's tough.
Overall, I think you and Claire did a very good job today.
And by the way, St. Louis was the answer for the Browns. St. Louis was number five. So, hey, man, it's all right. It's all good. It was kind of tricky. It's Monday. We have four more chances this week. So we still got a lot of chances to win. We're going to come back tomorrow. $1,000 more in free gas. 7 brand new questions. I hope you and Claire will call back. Claire, did you have fun at least?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, tomorrow we'll try it all over again, okay? You guys have a great Monday.
All right, you too. Go O's.
Let's go O's, and make sure to head to Dashen for their top-tier performance gasoline. That means fuel at Dashen meets performance standards set by some of the leading auto brands. Fill up with top-tier gas at Dashen.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra. This is Judge Jess.
Okay, welcome to Judge Jess. Luckily for us, we have a very judgmental person on our show. Actually, we have a lot of judgmental people, 3 on this show. And that works out really well for you. We're going to put the spotlight on Jess, though, for Judge Jess. Jess is a good friend, man. She's a good friend, and she's got some good advice, and that's what Judge Jess is all about. And what we say is if you're ever in a spot where you have got a disagreement with somebody in your life, let's help you out, okay? Call the voicemail, 855-Kramer-Jess. Tell us the disagreement that you've got going on with somebody. And then Jess, who is not a real judge, by the way, this robe that she, and we've never seen this video before, that's not a real we bought this off Amazon.
Sometimes you just need somebody that's outside of the situation, that's not connected to anybody, to kind of get a better insight on, like, maybe who might be right and wrong in this situation.
But you don't have any, like, law experience, right?
No, but I've just been through a lot of crap.
So let us know what's going on. 855 Kramer Jess, and Jess is going to let you know who's right and who's wrong, okay?
Hi, this is Angie in Baltimore. Jess, I have a situation where my boyfriend and I, we're starting to get serious, but it's a relatively new relationship, and I have gotten really close in the last 6 months to his sister to the point where we talk every day. I really feel like she has become my best friend, and my relationship is going well too, but just like with any best friend, you talk about your relationship. And my boyfriend is saying that I can't do that anymore, that he wants to set boundaries and that I can't talk to his sister about our relationship. But I don't really feel like that's fair, or I don't know how to navigate that. Do you think he's right? Is there a way that I can maintain both relationships in a healthy way? Because I would like to be able to talk to my best friend about my relationship. Yeah, I could really use your help on this one, Jess. Thank you for any advice.
Yo, she says, I need to vent about my relationship with my best friend. Unfortunately, my new best friend just happens to be his
sister. That's so messy.
So who's right then?
I mean, can she? Is that allowed? If it just happens to be a sister? I mean,
I don't think that there's anything wrong with the fact that Angie is getting close to her boyfriend's sister. I think that's what we all want, right? We want our partner to get along with her family. And it's amazing when a genuine friendship comes out of that. However, I think whether it's your, you know, your partner's sibling or just a friend of yours, I do think there has to be a boundary when it comes to discussing your relationship with somebody else. In general, I think that there are things between partners that need to stay between partners just because it protects the respect and integrity of the relationship. Because when you talk about certain things to other people, then they feel like they can have opinions. Now, imagine this is even messier because it's a sibling to sibling relationship. So I'm sure the reason why this is coming up, if it wasn't an issue, this wouldn't be coming up. But like, I'm sure the sister feels like she can chime in when she really shouldn't be chiming in because to her, that's her brother, right?
Yeah.
Like, I can talk to my brother however I want to, but because that line is blurred, I do think there needs to be some better boundaries there because that's how it gets really messy.
But do you feel like maybe he just doesn't like being called out, like, to his family? You know what I mean? Like, maybe he just doesn't like that side of him being seen by his family.
I just think there's certain things that need to stay between the couple. Like, Garage Boy always puts it this way. There's certain things that need to be handled in the locker room. And there are certain things that, like, you can definitely vent to your friends about, that I talk to my friends about. But there's also certain things in my marriage that, like, Garage Boy and I just need to figure out. And when you open that up to everybody, then they feel like they have a right to sometimes talk to you or to your partner type of way.
So, no, they can't. So, no. Even though they're friends, you can't say it.
There's nothing wrong with y'all being BFFs, but I do think there needs to be better boundaries when it comes to the relationship.
Damn, all right. Well, hit the cheap gavel we bought off Amazon then, I guess. If you could go and live in any TV house, which one would you choose? And this list, by the way, does not disappoint. I think this is, I mean, it's the classics, but I wanted to go to you first. If you could live in any house from any TV show, and think about that before you answer, there's a lot of good ones you could pick from, and from any, you know, any generation, any TV show, don't hold back. Which one would you pick, Jess? What comes to mind first? And like, really, what's your reasoning too, I guess?
Lorelai Gilmore's home in Stars Hollow from Gilmore Girls.
Okay, why?
Because that is literally my dream, to be in that kind of small town.
Okay.
And that's not much, but has a festival for everything, and everybody knows each other. And her home is just so, like, there's like vines everywhere. It's beautiful. There's a porch, and it's like, it's just gorgeous to me. And it's, to me, it's like the dreamiest, like, secret garden / father of the bride vibe home.
Yeah.
And I love it. I'm obsessed with it.
Jess loves a festival. If you could have a festival and be fall all year long, I feel like
it's
that'd
just
be
the
like
sweetest
your
town.
Charlotte, do you have one? We're talking about, like, if you live in any TV house from any TV show, any series, like, which one would it be and why? And I've got a list of what most Marylanders say, so I want to see if, like, which one you'd be.
I want to live in Spencer Shay's apartment from the original iCarly, because he has the coolest, like, artist city loft. Like, they have an elevator that is just in their apartment, I think.
Yes.
I don't know logistically,
it's
but
so
like
sick.
It's
it didn't really
so
work out.
Colorful and
didn't
weird
either,
and
right?
wacky, and
but
I
but like
love
industrial
it.
Kind of warehouse vibe. Yes. Still, totally.
I'll give you the list of what people say, because mine actually made number one. And I don't even know why. Like, that just doesn't make sense of like why I'd want to live here. Maybe it's just the nostalgia of the show. Number five, Bridgerton Mansion from Bridgerton. I never saw the show, but I know people love it. Yeah. Number four is, I'm surprised nobody said this, Monica's apartment from Friends.
That'd probably be my number two.
It seems like everyone seems to love that spot too. It's actually, in reality,
there's no way they could afford that.
You, no one could afford it, but it
no,
doesn't matter.
But it was like perfect.
And like, it was kind of ugly. A purple apartment, kind of ugly if you think about it, but for some reason it made sense. Blanche's Miami home from Golden Girls. Okay, makes sense.
Oh, okay.
How about the bank? This is number two. The Banks Mansion in Bel Air for Fresh Prince.
Yeah, that's a good house.
That was a solid
home. That's a good house, yeah.
The number one house that people wanted to live in, and this is the first thing that came to my mind. I don't even know why I wanted to live here. The Tanner's house. In Full House.
Yeah.
Why would I want to live there? The house seemed chaotic. I don't want to live with like 30 people in a house. Like, there's always chaos in a house, you know? Like, everyone's crammed in that place. I don't know. It just doesn't really fit my lifestyle at all. But like, for some reason, everybody seemed like they were living like happily all under one roof. So most people said the Tanner House was where they'd want to live the most. Why?
And they have the park across the street.
The park was nice. So that house, by the way,
so pretty.
That house worth millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that was the number one house, by the way.
All right, coffee lovers, listen up, because apparently your daily caffeine fix could land you in legal trouble. This is real. A lawyer in Texas is making headlines for saying you can technically get a DUI from drinking too much coffee. And before you roll your eyes at this like I did initially, there's actually a case where this almost happened. So his name is Justin Sparks, and he posted a video about how DUI and DWI don't just mean booze or illicit drugs. If they impair your ability to drive, legal drugs can also get you in trouble. And he specifically mentioned caffeine. And this actually happened to somebody in California in 2015. And I was like, wait, who, me? No, JK, not me. A guy in California got pulled over in 2015 for driving what they said was erratically. Caffeine was the only thing in his system, and they charged him with a DUI for it. They eventually dropped the charge after they couldn't prove that there was enough caffeine in his system to be intoxicated. But in theory, yes, you could get a DUI for having too many espressos. And I saw this and like, imagine being pulled over and having to explain to an officer, like, I just had a venti cold brew with vanilla sweet cream cold foam. Like, dude, what are you talking about? Let me live.
Dude, why do you feel like I can't drink caffeine? So in case you don't know, I don't drink caffeine, and I can't because it literally absolutely makes me nuts. So I guess the question is, how would you know, though, if you were like at the limit? Because I feel like it literally turns me into a different human being.
Some people's drinks,
I get crazy.
Drinks,
I get like outrageous. Like, I just can't do it.
Some people's drinks are legit, just like 4 or 5 shots of espresso with some cream.
I see y'all do that. And like, I'm like, how do you manage that?
Well, so like, how do we manage? It's the only way we're alive. It's the only way we get through our day. So you cannot take this from me.
But how would you, that's what I'm saying, how would you know if you were at your limit? You know, because if I had one cup of actual coffee,
mm-hmm,
I would absolutely be at DUI. Like, y'all would have to lock me up.
So you're saying, like, if you were to have,
how would you know you were at the limit?
Like some cold brew that you think that it would literally impair your ability to operate a motorized vehicle.
I would be locked up downtown right now.
Oh my,
because there'd be no way I would be able to be safe on the road. And that's not, I'm not trying to be joking right
because
now.
Because it messes with your nervous system.
With my nervous system, my impairment, it would not be a good system.
Well, that's something you know.
But that's what I know. So what I'm trying to say is, like, how can
but
they?
For the rest of us who, like, literally, I'm the only way I'm alive is Old Bay and caffeine in my lungs.
Some,
like, that's
people,
it.
Though, some people is the other way. Some of y'all, I don't want on the road unless
without
you had
caffeine.
Some caffeine.
Me.
Like, it's not.
You don't,
not
you don't want
situation.
Me talking to you right now if I don't have coffee.
So I don't think it. I don't.
I've been drinking coffee since I was 6 years old. Okay.
I'm
not,
also,
I wasn't weaned off then. I'm not going to wean myself off now.
Also a real concern.
Yeah. Don't recommend that. But I saw this coffee. And I don't know what this means, but just be on the lookout. Yeah. This is Jess and I, you know.
Okay. We need to set some couples rules because there's no way you can say who's right and who's wrong in the situation until today. Jess feels like she's right. I just don't know that she necessarily is. This is Nick's. It's Kramer and Jess. This is a conversation, actually, we started on Friday. We didn't have enough time to get to it. So let's go ahead and finish this up right now. Jessica, what happened for those that weren't here?
My husband, Garage Boy, ate the last Grillo's pickle in my fridge last week. And let me tell you why this is a crime. So there was one pickle left, and I knew I had one pickle left, and I was making a sandwich, and that pickle was supposed to go with that sandwich. However, when I opened the fridge, it was gone. The pickle jar had disappeared. And the reason why it disappeared is because my husband ate the last pickle. And I went up to him and I'm like, where's the pickle? Like, where's the last pickle? And he was like, oh, I ate it. The issue here is that Grillo's pickles are my favorite snack of all time. Mm-hmm. And he knows that I love them so much. And the fact that he ate the very, very last one felt like a deep betrayal that I've ever felt from him before. And personally, in a relationship, if something is a favorite for your partner, I think that partner is the one who should have the last one. And if for some reason you can't help yourself and you were really feeling like having a pickle that day, that's fine. But you should have replaced it and gotten a new pickle jar, a new jar of Grillo's pickles.
Right. Here's the discussion I started having with Jess, because I was like, who made it feel like that was actually your pickle? Because Jess was like, he came in, he ate my pickle. And I was like, in a relationship, though, like everything's 50-50, right? Like, so like if you come home and there's one left of something.
Yeah.
And Garage is like, all day, and I'm speaking for him, he's obviously not here. But let's just say that he was like, oh my God, all day at work, he's like, I've had a long day. I can't wait to go home. And all I want is a pickle.
I would like to pause though. My husband knows that those are my favorite things on the planet and he could care less about having the pickle.
I'm just saying.
That's another thing as well. You know your partner. That is honestly the biggest point to be made in this argument right now. You know your partner better than anyone else.
Should you
be having the last of anything if that's your partner's favorite? And the answer is no.
Let's just say you both, though, hypothetically love pickles, okay? Equally. Yeah. Equally, you both love pickles.
I wish he cared as much as I did.
And
yeah.
You both came home and you both wanted that pickle, okay?
If we were there together, that's another thing. If anything, he could have cut it in half. That's what I would have done if he was like, I really want some of that pickle, I would have cut that thing in half so quick for my husband.
But the fact that he ate it all by himself
and he knew that's my favorite thing ever.
But what's the relationship rule here? And I think this probably plagues a lot of couples. And like, how is this supposed to get solved if no couples are ever talking about this? How does this work in your relationship? If there's only one food item left, who gets it? Honestly, how does that work in your relationship? No, Jess, honestly, let's say that we came into this and there was a food item that you and Garage both loved and there was one left. And let's just say that he got to it first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is he supposed to call you and say, and let's say you weren't home yet. Is he supposed to, and you both love it equally?
Yeah, no.
It's both your favorite
thing. If we both love it equally, sharing is caring. You either share that thing or you replace it. I would never, ever, 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 ever. Let me think of something that I know he loves down. Okay, I can't think of anything that would be like, for example, apple cider vinegar. It's part of his morning routine.
Okay.
This man.
There's one serving left.
One serving left.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's early in the morning.
There's not a flipping chance that I would have that last drop of apple cider vinegar because I know that it plays a key role in Garage Boy's morning routine. I just wouldn't do it to him. I wouldn't. You want to know why? Because I love my husband. I would not do that
to
him.
So you would go without even though you love it too?
Even though if I was like, I'm parched and I really need a sip of apple cider vinegar for my immune system, I would skip
question.
It because I would put him in front of myself because I know that he needs it.
I'm telling you here, and tell me if this rule sounds fair, because I think the rule is whoever gets to it first, it's yours.
No.
In a relationship, if Garage Boy gets to it, it's his first. And then you can replace it when you go to the grocery store. It's not his job to run out to the grocery store and go buy new pickles right when he finishes the thing off. When you go to the grocery store, you can, but not like right then. Like, what is this rule? Tell us how this works in your relationship. If there's one food item left, who gets it? Like, in your relationship, how does that work?
This is Ashley on one in Baltimore.
Ashley, if there's one left, okay? And, like, obviously, if it's somebody's favorite, you may have an argument here. But, like, what if it's everyone's favorite? Like, how does this work if there's one food item left in the fridge?
Oh, so, yeah, if it is just one person's favorite in the house, that person gets it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's everyone's favorite, I would definitely, like, try to share it for sure. But when it comes to, like, a relationship with my husband, I believe he should, if it's my favorite, I would feel like it's betrayal if he ate it, for sure.
Because
really?
It's hurtful.
Yes, I would definitely feel like it's a consideration thing. I would tell him, like, listen, that was not considerate of you to like, eat the last one.
Okay, but what if he got there first? And that's my thing. Like, if he gets there first and it's both of your favorites, how is that not considerate? I mean, like,
then you split it in half. I don't care if it's a sesame seed. You split that thing in half.
Exactly.
Not a sesame.
Yes.
I'm so serious.
Exactly. Split it for sure because I feel like it's a consideration thing. But I know also as men, they don't think like us. They don't think like women.
Y'all, we can get more pickles when we go to the store.
No, that's
not
what it is. That's not what it's about. That's not what it's about. We had one paper towel left yesterday. You want to know what I did? I split that thing in half. You want to know why? Because I love my husband.
Y'all are wild.
Exactly.
That is wild. Ashley, thank you for calling us. Appreciate you.
You're so welcome. Have a good one.
You too. Hey, Kim in Essex, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kramer. You're wrong. It's called respect in a relationship.
What do you mean? It's whoever respect. Gets there first.
It's respect.
Nope. Your name's not in order. Her name's not in order, but it doesn't matter. If you're in a relationship, things are 50-50 if you're in a good relationship. Not mine, not yours. Okay?
Well, just there's like only one, though. There's only one.
If there's only one, you share it. And if there's only one left, you wait for them to get home. Or you do call them and say, hey, is it okay if I eat this? It's called respect.
Okay, okay. I literally have texted Garage Boy before, like whether it's a food thing or even a show thing. Like I've even texted him before, do you want me to wait before I watch this with you? And he has said yes.
Different. I'm talking food, bro.
Need you to know show is the same thing as pickle.
I'm sorry,
it's the same.
You must not have no respect in your relationship for your partner.
That's not true.
If you're eating the last pickle and you know it's
If there's a can of soda, you want me to like...
Kramer, let me ask you something. If she came home and ate the last thing that you really loved, how would you feel about it?
If there was one left, I'd think, damn, I missed out. I'll just get it next time. Like, no. Damn, it's not...
No, you'd be mad.
You lying. You'd be mad as hell. Don't even go there.
Thank you, Kim.
Hey, Kim, can we get
you're
a... Let's
welcome.
Can
have
we get,
a great day.
Kim, can we get a Let's Go O's from you?
Let's Go O's.
There she goes. Woo! All right. That sounded good. Thank you, Kim.
Bye, Kim.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.